Hello?
Hey Mike, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
We're doing great.
Good.
Like when you remember back to your time with Jay Cutler in Denver, what were some of the most important coaching points you tried to impart on him as he was coming into the league?
Well, I mean, we had a natural athlete that I thought did a fantastic job at Vanderbilt. Had a lot of pressure all the time on him, yet he stood in the pocket and made the throws that you had to make in the SEC to give Vanderbilt a chance to compete. That really stood out to me. Just a very intelligent, very smart guy that worked extremely hard and had at least all the things that you look for in a quarterback.
I was going to say, this is going to be, I think, his 100th start. He had, obviously, there's a little bit of change when he came over here with different coordinators and things like that. Is the way he's playing now the way you kind of envisioned him playing all along?
Well, that's the way he played for me. He played at a Pro Bowl level, going his first year as a starter, his second year in the National Football League. I think he had well over 600 throws, and I don't remember exactly what the sack amount was, but I think he had like 11, 12 sacks in all those throws. So he got rid of the ball very quickly and distributed the ball well, and I really liked what I saw.
Mike, in what ways is the defense that you'll face this weekend against the Bears similar to what you just saw with the Cowboys?
A lot of similarities, with the concept, with their three deep, 8-man front, their two deep. Obviously, they've all got different techniques and different adjustments to different front and coverage schemes, but a lot of similarities.
What stood out to you about the Bears' defense to this point?
Well, the Bears have always been great on defense. That's been a staple. Since I don't know how long, since I was raised in Chicago, and it hasn't changed. I know they've had a couple injuries, and they're getting a couple guys back, but they've always prided themselves on playing great defense.
Mike, what are the biggest differences between the ways you've had to coach Jay and Robert as young quarterbacks as compared to maybe an Elway or a Plummer who had been in the league a while when you first got him?
Well, with John, it was his second year in the National Football League, so John was just kind of getting started. Plummer came from a little bit different situation where he had only won about 36 or 37% of his games. So when we got him, we put him in a little bit different situation than he was in at Arizona. Jay came in and I think in the right at the end of the season, last four or five games, he got a chance to be the starter, and he just carried it over to the next year.
Mike, how do you think things have gone for Jay since he left Denver? A lot of ups and downs here in Chicago.
Well, that's part of, building a team around a quarterback. It doesn't happen overnight, and one of the reasons why you go after the quarterback is you got to have one to give yourself a chance to win, and then you try to put a supporting cast around him so he has a chance to be successful.
How much did Trestman reach out to you? How much did you guys talk about Cutler when he got the job here?
You know what? I saw Mark, I believe it was over at Indy, the first time we talked, and he asked me about Jay and my experience with him, and I shared with him exactly what I thought of him, and it's nothing but positive. I'm a big fan of Jay Cutler's.
I guess like you said before, how he's playing, like maybe how he played for you. Are you looking at the film now? What do you notice the most? Maybe that's different from the past couple years.
Supporting cast. I mean, you gotta have a system that you believe in, and Jay picks up any system very quickly, and the supporting cast is you're trying to get the best supporting cast, give your quarterback a chance to be successful, and that's what I see that they've done to give him a chance to utilize his talents.
Are you seeing Robert showing improvement as the season goes on?
Yeah, I believe he'll continually get better. Anytime you come off an injury like that, a major injury, there's a growing process that is natural, especially for a guy in his second year in the National Football League. And I believe he'll keep on making progress throughout the year.
You been able to identify any common denominator in some of the red zone struggles that your offense has had to this point?
Well, that's something we did very good last year with the same team. So, yeah, you recognize the mistakes that you make, each and every week, and you go back to work on those. And it's something that we didn't have a lot of last year. We played very well. I think we're in the top four or five in the red zone. And we did a good job you know, goal to goal inside the 20, and really there was a lot of good areas. This year we're moving the ball fairly well, but the only thing that really matters is wins and points, and you know, we've got to make sure that we make progress in both those areas.
What's your sense of what progress is needed inside the red zone, specifically what you can kind of correct?
Well, that's what you work on, both running game and passing game. You either get it done or you don't, and if not, you go back and you look at every situation and you try to get better at those.
What do you remember about that first game that where you know you replaced Jake with Jay, and it, right, it was kind of late in the season, you guys were trying to make a playoff push. What do you remember about you know that game specifically starting quarterback that young?
Well, it was a decision that you make, and we made that decision because we went to the AFC Championship game the year before, and I really felt at that time that was as far as Jake was going to take us, and I thought Jay Cutler had the intangibles and the skills to possibly take us to the next level, and I felt he was experienced enough to go in that direction. That's why we made the change.
When Brandon Marshall was first coming into the league, what were the challenges of sort of tapping into his potential while dealing with some of the sort of mood swings that he's had?
Well, I can tell you that Champ Bailey came to me the first time we practiced with Brandon Marshall, and he said, "What happened? How did we ever get this guy in the fourth round?" So, when you get a Pro Bowl player that realizes the talent of a guy like Brandon Marshall right away, you know the upside that a guy like Brandon brings to the team. And one thing about Brandon, he's a fun guy to be around. He's got an infectious personality. And, you know, he's a difference maker.
Why do you think him and Jay have always had a connection together?
Because they're, you know, because Brandon can catch the ball. He's very physical. He's going to beat bump coverage. He's going to go up for the ball and make big plays. And right from the beginning, was the second game. He had 18 catches or something against San Diego. And right from that time, you knew that they were going to have some great chemistry together.
Mike, what type of influence has Rex had on the two young quarterbacks?
Great. Rex is a great guy, natural leader. Did a good job for us when we didn't have a lot of depth and a lot of talent. Just like the way he handles himself, and you know when he has played, he's played well.
Anything else, guys?
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.